Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right in our operations area. 11 o'clock Eastern time for the latest update on Tropical Storm Isaias. Still 70-mile-an-hour winds moving north-northeast at 35 miles an hour. So moving fairly quickly. Let's go ahead and look at the radar and start looking at some of the threats associated with this tropical storm. So you have the winds right around the center, but an incredibly dangerous part of this are these rain bands. You can see some of these rain bands with those individual cells all moving quickly, 50 to 60 miles an hour on some of these cells. Heavy rainfall, gusty winds. Those are the areas that you can see some trees knocked down, some power outages. And I did want to take the time to actually zoom into some of these because the tornado threat is very significant. So let's zoom in into portions of New Jersey here and look at some of these cells. Florence, Garyville, Springdale. Let's look at some of these. If you look at the curvature of some of these cells, you can keep on looking at these with time. Each one of those that has that curvature could be producing a tornado. So look out for those warnings. Be in a very sturdy place off the roads in a very dangerous situation. So we zoom out again and start looking at where this is going to head. These rain bands will continue. So take this entire area and move it along with the storm. You start moving northward and we start seeing places in eastern portions of Pennsylvania, northern New Jersey, and even New York, Long Island, to see some of these storms with time. So dangerous situation, significant tornado threat associated with this tropical storm. So let's go ahead and look at where we're headed with time. A large area of the tropical storm force winds extending out from that center. This is the new advisory as we start moving northward with time. Those tropical storm force winds, if you start projecting them with time, just kind of draw the line where the storm is moving and continue that area of tropical storm force winds. You can see those winds, Long Island, New York. You can get those in portions of Massachusetts and Connecticut with time. So think about that over the next few hours into the afternoon as these high winds and also that heavy rainfall gets closer and closer to many people. Let's look at some of those threats, and one of them is the rainfall. So the Weather Prediction Center putting out a high risk of the potential for flash flooding. I mean, just quickly, these creeks, streets can flood, creeks can flood. So you got to watch out for those low areas, especially important not to be on the roads because you get those toppling trees, power lines, and flooded roadways, washed out roads. Very dangerous to be on any of these highways. And you look at this entire area, moderate risk of flash flooding in a large area stretching from Washington, D.C., all the way up through New Jersey and into portions of New York and Pennsylvania. So this is one of the dangers that we have with these tropical systems. Have to watch out for that water. The other part is the storm surge. We're going to look at the latest map and the latest forecast we have for some of that storm surge. We still have some issues around North Carolina with 1 to 2 foot on and some of those sounds kind of piling up some of that water, but also Chesapeake Bay, Delaware Bay, moving northward 1 to 3 feet on the Jersey Shore, up through Long Island to Martha's Vineyard. And the water piles in. It's not just on the coast, but it also gets well inland where those channels start to narrow, the water piles up. And after the storm passage, the winds shift out to the northwest, blowing some of that water back out. Some people will get that storm surge even after the storm passes. So this is the latest update on Tropical Storm Isaias from the National Hurricane Center.